This is the 5-Minute Focus for episode 122, both hours. And why are we talking about this stuff again?
So we're in for ongoing vaccination to stay absolutely safe.
Because he is.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. And I am deeply grateful that you spend a moment with us in the 5-Minute Focus. It's a glance ahead to the next 2 hours of podcasting episode 122, hour one and hour two. And it's sort of what's happening, and later we get into my assessment of why, and of course, we'll put it that the best that I'm able to stumble through, the Word of God at the center of all this. Sometime in the next couple weeks, the figurehead, in fact, it may even be in the next 2 days, it may be tomorrow. Next couple days. The figurehead is probably going to be told to sign an agreement with the World Health Organization, which will effectively cede our medical system to them, but only during emergencies. Because they'd never go out and invent an emergency. So is the figurehead actually going to sign this?
It's hard to tell what Biden's doing, to be totally frank. I feel like it's the weekend at Bernie's. The real president is whoever controls the teleprompter.
That's Elon Musk, whose deal with Twitter looks to be nearly dead because he'd rather not pay for spam bots, as he says. So will the figurehead sign this? Well, you look at what Bill Gates is saying. Bill Gates, who has a patent on using mosquitoes to spread his code to stick it in you against your will and then to have the code spread itself a la a flu.
So we're in for ongoing vaccination to stay absolutely safe.
Right. Safe from what? The dictator of New Zealand has the COVID now. I'm going to remind you something that she said, many things she said about getting the COVID and about staying out of your friend's bathrooms when you're visiting. Remember that? She has it now. And it's overseas where commentators really actually get this, really understand the threat.
That's why I am deeply angry and even more concerned about a so-called World Health Organization pandemic accord to be discussed when the body meets this Sunday for the World Health Assembly. The accord is expected to increase the power of the WHO.
Yes, it is. That's Dan Wooten. Oh, he reminded me of something.
Donald Trump was the only world leader prepared to stand up to this dangerous international organization.
Speaking of Trump, Peter Navarro has words for Tony Fauci. Incidentally, the people on CNBC are stealing my words. They're calling him the Fauci. Well, you weren't the first person to do that. My mom used to call me the Fauci.
We're going to figure out all the special deals you had with all those grant money things. And we're going to fit you for an orange jumpsuit, Tony. You can count on that. So don't be smug on CNN, dude.
There's a whole bunch of people that need to go to prison around the COVID response and for what they're planning to do to us next.
When the Small Business Administration, in sending that money out, basically said to people, apply and sign and tell us that you're really entitled to the money. And of course, for fraudsters, that's an invitation.
That's an invitation. That's hour one. And hour two, Whoopi Goldberg taught me things. She taught me something. Did you know? Well, I'll just let her say it.
People talk code and say, oh, well, you know, voters and black. That's not what you mean. If that's what you meant, people would say, hey, let's talk about the voting laws. But they don't.
You mean they don't? Like they didn't just in Congress with Jerry Nadler? And I wish I knew this guy's name. He's a Republican. I got to find this name before the show starts.
That's it. That's what this is about. That's why we're jumping up and down and screaming, my friends on the video who are commenting about this. That's why we're so upset, because our constituents are frightened that we are losing our country. We're losing our security. We're losing our sovereignty, because we're going to allow people from 160 different countries around the world to come in here and decide our elections. That's it. Here it is on record. You all heard.
Yeah, but Stephen Colbert has the fact check.
So where does anyone get an idea that monstrous? Well, it used to be only from the farthest right-wing fringe organizations, your Stormfronts, your neo-Nazis. But these days, you can see it every night on TV, thanks to Fox News host and deer caught masturbating in the headlights, Tucker Carlson.
Always got to have the sex joke. Got to go for the low joke. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the fact that in fact, the open borders, well, it is an invasion. Well, it is. In replacement theory, you can put racial overtones to that, and Nazis, and people love that stuff, but it's not about race. It's about every illegal vote cancels the vote of a legal voter. It's really very simple math. That's why they're very, very upset about it. Larry O'Donnell has thoughts about this whole thing.
And so it is thanks to Rupert Murdoch, as much as it is any Republican president, that America's mass murderers are still what they have always been, the very best equipped mass murderers in the world.
But of course, never mind the Glocks in Chicago. Oh, and deaths of young people? There is a guest on MSNBC who says that they're going to start spying on women's uteruses.
What they've already done and what they're planning to massively expand is criminalizing abortion. I've been sounding the alarm for years that location data leached from phone apps is ripe for abuse in a world where extremists make abortion illegal.
Yeah, but y'all want us to have injection passports. All y'all. Huh. Where there's a double standard. What is it again? Oh, that's right. There's a hidden agenda. The media is sloppy. They're agenda driven. They're practicing the propaganda of silence. They continue to lie about the Buffalo murderer. I said shooter yesterday. Shouldn't use the words of the enemy. Justice Thomas, you've heard him say that when he does his job as poorly as the media does theirs, he'll step down. He said something else.
People assume that I've had difficulties when I've been around members of my race. It's just the opposite. The only people with whom I've had difficulties are white liberal elites who consider themselves the anointed and us the benighted, as Tom Sowell would say.
Hour one, is the World Health Organization going to run your health care? Hour two, yes. We do have proof that open borders is all about vote fraud. Thank you very much. And when the votes of illegals counteract the votes of legal citizens, yeah, it replaces their vote. Now let's all spend some time with the Lord.